Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
Most of us have been betrayed by someone. I know I have, and it's always painful, particularly when it involves someone who has been a friend. King David faced this problem. In Psalm 52, he was betrayed by Doeg the Edomite, who was anything but a friend. However, in Psalm 55, David was betrayed by a close friend and confidant. For David, this was more painful than any previous betrayal. Listen to his words.
"Now it is not an enemy who insults me, otherwise I could bear it. It is not a foe who rises up against me, otherwise I could hide from him. But it is you, a man who is my peer, my companion, and good friend. We used to have close fellowship. We walked with the crowd into the house of God."
Well, David went on to express the pain that he felt through this betrayal. In this psalm, David definitely was talking about himself. However, what he wrote describes remarkably the feelings Jesus had when Peter denied he even knew the Savior. But no Jesus prayer for Peter. "Simon, Simon, look out. Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. But I prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And you, when you've turned back, strengthen your brothers." With this prayer, Jesus gives us a powerful principle to live by. When we're betrayed by someone we've trusted implicitly, we're to follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ, who prayed for his fickle friends and his worst enemies.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.